love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Now, I don't think you were here the other week when we were talking about this. But I was saying about, you know how things just randomly appear in my house? And I don't really know where they come from.
Right.
Like those weird fish that I acquired about 6 months ago now.
Yeah. Or the various outfits in your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Fancy dress outfits.
I don't think you know about this. Like, a telescope has appeared on my landing.
No, I don't know about this.
This is a few weeks back when you were off.
He says he doesn't know anything about it.
No, look, okay. Laura thought it was mine. It's not.
It is.
And not. It's not mine. Have I told you that it's mine? No. I'm not perving on my neighbours.
I know you protest too much, Scott Mills.
No, it could be my flatmates. My flatmate's girlfriend is now around all the time. It could be the cleaners. It could be, I don't know why the cleaner
would bring a telescope. Why would the cleaner bring a telescope around?
Okay, let's scrap that. It's probably not the cleaner. But it's blatantly one of theirs, not mine.
Mm-hmm. Why would either of those two have a telescope?
I don't know.
Why would your flatmate's girlfriend bring a telescope
around? I don't know, but it's there, okay? Right. Like the fish appeared. Like the football table thing appeared. I didn't even know anything about it.
Are you sure you just didn't have too much wine one night, order it online, and now
right,
it's there?
Right, see, I'm not even going to continue this story now, because what I'm going to tell you in a minute is you're going to really take the mick out of me.
And it's pointed at the neighbour's house.
Yeah, it's on the landing next to the table football, so yes, it's pointing out of a window.
Straight into the neighbour's rooms.
Anyway, last night, I was just passing by the telescope, and I did have a little look, okay?
Right.
Right. Because you do get a good view of the conservatory over the road.
Do you?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I know you're going to set the mic at me now, but I'm going to get it out there. I saw something that I can't really explain last night.
Right. Is this because you're naive?
No, I think I may have seen what I believe to be an unidentified flying object.
What, in a conservatory?
No, in the sky.
Oh, you moved it from looking at the conservatory.
Now, I know it wasn't a plane or a helicopter, but there was like these flashing white lights in the sky. If anybody was in North London around 8 o'clock last night, obviously you probably weren't looking through a telescope, but if you just happened to be looking up at the sky and you saw something similar, then maybe you could let me know on 8199. I think I might have seen a UFO. I've never seen anything like it. Don't see, I told you.
You just saw some flashing lights in the sky.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a plane lights or helicopter lights. I knew that if I told you this, you'd think I'd gone bonkers. So go on, let's have it. No, go on, laugh.
Had any wine?
No, I hadn't any wine. Did anyone else see this thing last night in North London about 8 o'clock? All I know is what I saw with my own eyes.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
What you saw was an explosion, Scott. No, it wasn't an explosion.
Well, I did wonder if this is kind of slightly parochial and for London people, but I did wonder if you were looking out over the Camden area. Because there hasn't a lot of it been on fire recently.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but there could still be sparks.
No, there aren't.
It's still burning.
No, because I drive past there every day and there aren't any sparks.
Okay.
Someone saw the same thing in Bishop Stortford last night. It was some nightclub with some silly projecting lights. Looked weird through clouds. That wouldn't have got to London, I think so.
No, that's a very good point, somebody said. Are you sure it just wasn't your teeth reflecting on the window?
See, I knew you'd be like this.
That's a bad. That person on the text is anonymous, but that is a very good point.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, yes.
Hello, Scott. It's Neil in Swindon.
Neil in Swindon, hello.
I reckon it's the Sky Sports blimp at the Carling Cup final last night.
What's that?
Taking aerial pictures of the ground.
Yeah, that's a good point, could be.
Watching Tottenham win. Yeah, I knew it was a good point, Chapman.
Yeah.
I like the teeth point, though. I like the teeth point. That's might good, be that.
Yeah.
Might be that.
What, is that a kind of plane that they have?
A blimp, it's like a big balloon type
air
thing.
Air balloon up in the sky, tethered to the ground with a camera on there.
No, it wasn't that.
I reckon it was.
Well, it wasn't.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Do you really think out of everybody in North London last night, the aliens would want to take you first? It's all about you, isn't it, Mills? I didn't say they were going to take me. Linkin Park and What I've Done on Radio 1. Or new Flirt Divert coming in 10 minutes.